Cape Talk. You can call us on 021-446-0567.
Kimberly in Mitchell's Plain, let's talk about the budget speech.
Oh, I'm so sad, and I'm just actually grateful that you're giving me an opportunity just to voice what's happened to me. Because of Eskom, I lost my job about 2 weeks ago. The company that I was working for cannot sustain the power outages of Eskom. And now, for the same reason, the dire straits for the job market, there's nothing in the speech that I heard that is making me hopeful for the future for myself. And on top of that, I hear the sentiments that he's saying that us older people, we must retire early. I can't even manage. I'm 56. I haven't been employed for the past 5 years. I got a job for 18 months, and because of Eskom, I lost it. I really don't know what the future holds for me. I feel so, so let down.
Thank you so much, Kimberly, for your call. That is Kimberly Mitchell's Plain. Hey, it's your views, and what we want to find out from you is listening to the Finance Minister's budget speech, maiden budget speech. What do you think about the Minister's speech? Did he address some of your concerns? I don't really have a comment for you because it's about what you took out of it. Apiwe Kwalanga, let's also talk about the budget.
Yes, how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Apiwe. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is that I just feel that the minister's major speech was the major increase in the gap between the revenue and the expenditure. What has done or caused by the primary Eskom financial crisis? So I think, really it's caused the gap.
So just to understand, what you are saying is that with these parastatals like Eskom and all of that, all the minister has done is given us more debt, more than actually trying to solve our debt problems.
Yes, I think so.
All right. Thank you so much, Apiwe Kwalanga, for your views. Hey, it's your views. You air them. We are talking about the finance minister. What did you take out of it? Were there some positives that you took out of it? Were there some negatives that you took out of it? How do you think this is going to affect you as an individual? Would love to find out from you. 31567, that's your standard SMS line.
Your call for ABS now on 021-446-0567.
Jason in Somerset West, do you want to respond?
Yes, good morning, ABS. ABS, my thoughts are just basically that I feel like the ANC will drop below 50%, right? And the only way that they will be able to win the elections is with a coalition government. And with that being said, I don't think that the DA is a dead horse in this year's elections. More if the thing is, like you mentioned, this whole VBS saga and the state capture would usually impact, the other two parties, namely the EFF and the ANC as well. That's just my thought.
All right, Jason, thank you so much. That's Jason in Somerset West. That's a conversation this morning. Where do you believe the DA will fare? And do you really believe that they will, in fact, go on to be the third wheel in this? Yes, the build up to the election, I must say, has just been abysmal.
Cape Talk. The lines are always open. Join the conversation on 021-446-0567.
Paul and Clement, let's have a conversation around the budget.
Yeah, morning. How are you doing? I'm speaking from a layman's point of view. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of economic analysis through the day and unpacking this budget, but I, as a layman I can't say that I'm an economic expert, but I think it's very much a take from Peter to pay Paul kind of budget. He hasn't increased personal tax or VAT. Those are the two big issues that affect me as a man in the street. He's taking from other soft tax sources, I see. So he's pretty much instituted a large increase in the fuel levy. Sin tax is up quite significantly, just to give two examples. So indirectly, he's actually increasing income via soft taxes that affect you and I, possibly. And yes, he's extended a bailout to Eskom, but he won't commit himself on the Eskom debt, which might be a good thing. but he not once alluded to corruption, state capture, or the reasons for the messes that certain SOEs are in. But I think overall it's a conservative budget, Abs, but needed to be much braver. But obviously he can only work within the mandate that's provided by his government, the party, or the treasury. There was no curb on government spending or shedding the civil service. But overall, a very conservative budget, I think. And as I said, taking from Peter to pay Paul.
I hear you loud and clear, Paul. And Clement, thank you so much for your views. We are talking about Finance Minister Tito Mboweni's speech. We want to hear your views on it. What was your take on it? Understanding also that there will not be an increase for public servants, or for ministers, I meant to say. Is that maybe something to clap on? Tandi in Wynberg, good morning.
Hi, everyone. Okay, for me, the speech was actually, I don't know. I was not impressed to start with, because the minister himself had, you know, he asked a question, a very important question. He said, do we really need these SOEs? And he knows the answer, you know, is that, you know, do we need the SOEs? Yes. However, he knows that, you know, we cannot keep on bailing them out, and because, you know, they are looted. There is no accountability from the people that are looting the, you know, the SOEs, but he goes on anyway to bail them out. Can you imagine 69 billion being given to Eskom, the cash cow of the ANC? So for me, you know, I don't understand all the technicalities about the billions and the percentages and the what. But what I know that the speech was not pro poor. The minister did absolutely nothing to speak to me as a poor black woman, you know.
Thank you.
So
Tandi,
life is still going to be more expensive for me and my children.
I hear you loud and clear. Tandi in Wynberg saying that, you know, the speech did nothing for the poor. It did nothing for her as this poor black woman in this country and her children. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Would love to hear from you. Lisa in Worcester, let's talk about the budget.
For me, man, like, I just heard the 2 years that we're on air like now. For me, it's just another bailout to bail out the people who've done all the corruption and looted money out of Eskom. Other than that, it says nothing about the people. It says nothing about the youth. Like, the government promised to do so much, but nothing was included. All I heard was the money that shall mount to, 69 billion to just redeem Eskom out of their troubles. No, man. I just feel like it's useless. Like, what am I being told as a young person? Like, how am I going to be assisted in the budget? How am I included? What are they saying about me? Nothing. Oh. All I heard was nothing.
All right. I hear you loud and clear. So, Lisa saying that, what about young people? This didn't address anything to young people. It seems like, you know, it was just about the Eskom. I would love to hear your views. Vanessa in Wynberg, have your say.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much. What's happening? What's in your mind?
I'm well. You know, the budget was like, we should limit the bailout speech, especially not the budget speech, because it's all about bailout. People loot, and then the poor South Africans are being fed. Now, my serious concern was the safety of the country. We know we're experiencing a high crime rate in the country. What is being invested in the police department? These people, they don't have resources to do their job. There's no cars, there's no rape kit, there's no that. But it was never touched. So for me, it's like it's the speech budget of bailout, and that's it. The people continue looting. They don't take accountability. They're still there earning a lot of money in that in that department,
you know,
but they're not.
Vanessa, I like the point that you mentioned on, you know, things like pads and things like that for school kids. To actually think about it, there was actually not much comment around schooling and all these social issues on the budget speech.
My point exactly. The budget was like the bailout budget. They should have done it alone in the parliament, not include us as a nation. So that,
all right.
Yeah.
I hear you. Vanessa in Wynberg, thank you so much for that. Nelson coming in on the SMS line saying that, hi, Abs. People have to realize that the finance minister has a tough job in distributing his finance from a diminishing kitty. Eskom is our biggest problem at the moment. And if we don't fix this, there will be no winners. The poor will be the worst affected. Sorry about that. Very, very quickly, I need to get back to that SMS. The poor will be the worst affected, as there will be no new jobs coming their way anytime soon. That's from Nelson. Nelson, thank you so very much for that. Joining you in conversation is you, by the way. At 9 minutes now before we get to 6 o'clock, we look forward to having you in conversation. 021-446-0567. Just before or earlier on at about 20 past five, we are also speaking to Ralph Matej, who is a political analyst, who says that the DA is going to be a third wheel in this upcoming election, saying that it will play third fiddle to the EFF and the ANC. Given in the CBD wants to respond. Given, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I want to dispute what Ralph Masera had to say about the Democratic Alliance, because if you look at the polling, this polling, like in 2016 and 2014 general elections, the polling was saying the DA is going to lose in bigger margin. And then after elections, DA won much votes compared to what the polling had to say. So and again, the black community has joined DA in their numbers. So I don't know. I don't believe on what he had to say, Masera had to say there.
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you so much. Given the CBD, if you were listening to that conversation, you had, of course, Ralph saying, you know, the polls are suggesting that, you know, the ANC is in the lead, but we want to hear more of your views. 0725671567.